UST. Together, we build for boundless impact.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, June 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Stocks finished mixed to close at a tumultuous week. The Nasdaq rose 152 points, or about 1.4%. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 gained 8 points, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 38 points to close at about 29,889. For the week, the Dow and Nasdaq were each down about 4.8%, while the S&P 500 fell 5.8%. The broad S&P index fell into bear market territory earlier this week, but the index's energy sector in particular fell into a bear market today, down 20.4% from its high on June 8th. Among stocks in the group, Diamondback Energy, Devon Energy, and ConocoPhillips each fell more than 8%. Elsewhere, we report exclusively that Merck is eyeing a purchase of biotech company Seagen, a move that would beef up the pharmaceutical giant's cancer drug portfolio. Merck's shares fell 0.3%, while Seagen rose 12.7%. And in telecommunications, AT&T shares rose 2.2%, while Verizon was up about 0.4%. The company said they would slowly lift self-imposed limits on their 5G network expansion near some airports over the coming year. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. And before we go, a quick reminder that stock markets will be closed on Monday for Juneteenth. We'll be back on Tuesday with more market coverage.